escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
I'll just say this, and we can have a larger discussion about it. It was gut-wrenching. There were moments where I wanted to cry. There were moments I cheered. We'll play a clip here in just a minute from Mrs. Goncalves.
With a warning.
If you have kids in the car, when we play this clip, you might want to turn the volume down for about 10 seconds. It's not vulgar, but it's a little, what we call in the business, a little blue. Watching Brian Koberger being sentenced today and the victim impact statements, which went on for almost 2 hours, if not a little bit longer, I didn't watch every minute of it. There were times I just had to go outside because it was too much. But I remember I was telling T earlier, I don't know where these parents and these grandparents
and
these,
the two surviving roommates,
where they get the strength. I couldn't do it. There was one family, I believe it was the family of the only man who was killed, Ethan, and his last name, forgive me, escapes me. It was my understanding his parents were not in the courtroom. Brian Koberger's mother was in the courtroom. I would disavow that child so quickly. Disown that
his
child.
His father did not attend, his mother did.
That's my understanding.
The judge said, and I quote, "In my view, the time has now come to end his 15 minutes of fame. It is time he be consigned to the ignominy and isolation of perpetual incarceration." He also warned everyone against trying to understand why, and goes on to say basically the loss of these children, there's nothing he's going to say that will make sense. It would probably be a lie and only serve to hurt the families further. So people wanted him to make a statement.
Yes.
And he said three words.
I respectfully decline. That was it. Those are the only three words other than admitting and pleading guilty. But when it came down to the victim impact statements and whether or not he had anything to say to the families, the judge asked him, "Do you have anything that you want to say?" And he didn't even stand up. He sat in his chair, leaned into his microphone, and said, "I respectfully decline."
Some people on the text line are asking, where can they watch the victim impact statements?
Oh, man.
They are all over the internet.
Well,
there's
yeah.
Google.
They're everywhere.
Yeah.
Now, I do want to play. I'm not laughing, but it was a great one-line jab at a man who, it is thought, committed these crimes in part because he didn't feel accepted by women. And this is the mother of Kaylee Goncalves. Her name is Christy Goncalves. And Sam, can you play the clip?
Quick message from our youngest daughter. Aubrey wanted to say, you may have received A's in high school and college, but you're going to be getting big D's in prison.
Oh, damn. Sit down. That was the last thing that she said, and it was met with applause in the courtroom, and she just literally dropped mic and walked away.
One of the victim's stepdad said, "You are evil. Mm-hmm. You are going to hell."
Yeah.
Randy Davis then pointed a finger at Koberger and said, "You are going to suffer. I am shaking because I want to reach out to you. Go to hell."
He was very animated, probably the most animated of the speakers in court today. There were times where he almost came to the side of the lectern.
Yeah.
Where you could tell, and I don't want to read into his mind, but I got the impression as he was speaking, he wanted to jump the lectern and go get him.
Oh, yeah. Did you also see there was an aunt of one of the young mm-hmm. women who was killed that said, "I forgave you.
Yes.
I can no longer live with hate in my heart." Now, this is an aunt, and I'm not saying this is not a mom or a dad, because forgiveness would not happen. It just wouldn't for me. But the aunt said, "I forgive you. Mm-hmm. Anytime you want to talk,
call me
and tell me what happened.
Call me.
Tell me. I'm here. No judgment. I have questions I need answered. I will be the one that listens to you." That surprises me only because I do believe, Scott, there are some things that are so evil and so vile. And I have friends who have lost people close to them mm-hmm. that they will say that there are things truly that you don't want to know. It's not going to change what happened. There's nothing he could say, even in court today, where you would go, "Oh, okay, that makes, you know, I'm truly sorry." No, he's not. He's not. He's a sociopath.
He sat there completely
stone-faced.
He was, for the 2 hours that they spoke to him, he was so emotionless. And by the way, it was 2.5, give or take, with a couple of breaks, 10-minute breaks. There was absolutely no emotion that came out of his body. Even when people were telling him, "You are a loser."
Didn't even blink.
The Goncalves family, and I told you this right before we came on the air, I truly believe we're trying to bait him. Bait him into saying something or reacting.
Yeah.
And am I the only one that saw like the most mild smirk ever?
Did you? I would not be surprised.
So the only time I ever saw a smirk was off of the defense lawyer to his left, our right, as we were watching TV. I saw a smirk come off of that lawyer's face, and I was horribly disturbed.
Good God.
But there was absolutely no emotion. And I don't know that that would have done anything, even if there was. But to your point, to the aunt, and I did hear her testimony, she had her comments to him were very brief. I think less than 2 minutes. And she said, "I forgive you." And she talked a lot about Jesus and her faith, et cetera, et cetera. And my faith would tell me, and I think a lot of people's faiths would tell them, that they at some point have to forgive. There are some things that I cannot. And if that makes me not a very good Christian or, you know, not worthy of the gates of heaven, then God, I'm sorry. Because if somebody killed one of my children, there is no way that I would be able to forgive them. And people would say to you, "Well, then you're consigning yourself to a life of pain and hurt." So be it. I would rather spend the rest of my life in pain and hurt than even try to forgive you for what you've done to me.
One of the victims was an only child. So let this be the last day we ever hear that name, that absolute waste of oxygen. It's not worth it.
Until or unless we hear that he's been killed in prison.
I'll give you that.
And I don't feel bad saying that. I really don't.
I don't see a world where that doesn't happen.
If he gets Jeffrey Dahmered, I'm really not going to be disappointed. The prosecutor, you see right there, the judge, as he's sentencing him, is crying, right?
Yeah.
The district attorney was crying at the end of all the impact statements. The DA got up and he said, here's what we are recommending, Your Honor.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. And of course, it was life in prison, no chance of parole, life in prison, no chance of parole, et cetera, et cetera. The DA put up with every count two, the murder of so-and-so,
yep.
You know, this person. They had a screen.
Yeah.
And he would put the pictures underneath on the projector.
Because they're
projector,
there for
the
them. The today yeah. was for those
Absolutely.
Four children.
And so the DA would put their picture on the projector, and it would flash up on the wall in the courtroom. And by victim number two, you know, count three, for this person, we're recommending life in prison, no chance of parole. The DA, an older man, probably mid-60s, bald with a long beard, he started to cry. Because he had invested so much into seeking justice
for those kids,
for these four people. And again, I repeat myself from the beginning of the hour. I do not know how these families could muster the strength to get up there composed and look this evil,
yeah,
satanic creature in the eye and finish a sentence. I don't know where they came up with the strength.
And after hearing some of the impact statements, I still cannot figure out why they took the plea deal, other than to avoid the appeal every 2 years.
Do you know how much those families would be dragged back into this every couple of years in front of the parole board and all of those things? Scott and I had an interesting conversation off the air that we're going to bring back as a topic at some point on the program today. If someone is breaking into your house and your neighbors call 911, you are not there. Are you supposed to get a call from somebody like the police department saying, hey, we've received multiple calls. We don't see anything out of place, but we've gotten calls that someone is breaking into your house. And Scott looked at me during the break and said, the police department doesn't have your phone number. And I said, well,
great point.
Shouldn't someone tell you that? We're going to ask. And I'm not saying anyone did anything wrong in the case we're going to talk about. But if someone was actively breaking into my house twice, and two neighbors called, I would have just assumed someone would say, hey, by the way, this is going on at your house.
Why didn't the neighbors call the homeowners?
Do you have your neighbor's phone numbers?
Yes, I do. You want to know them?
Well, no, we'll talk about it when we get back.
I do have my neighbor's phone numbers, 913-586-7798, here on Dana and Parks.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account.
Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam. Walk off, baby! This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah! Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So there was the story out of Encino, California this past week where the American Idol music talent producer and her husband, they lived in a $4.5 million home. They come home to a burglary in progress.
Man had been inside about 30 minutes.
Okay.
When they get home from the grocery store. They're out shopping. They come home. Man is inside their home. A struggle ensues. Both are shot multiple times in the face with their own gun.
Yes. And according to police, there had been two calls to authorities, to law enforcement, that there was something suspicious going on at the house. There might be a break-in going on, et cetera, et cetera. And Dana and I had an interesting conversation off-air where she said, you know, why didn't police give them a call? Let them know, hey, we don't know what's going on, but we're getting reports that something hinky is going on at your house. Might be a break-in, whatever. And I said, well, why would the police have my telephone number? And the more I got to thinking about it, it was neighbors who called this in.
Yes.
It was two different neighbors who called in suspicion of a break-in or a possible break-in at their home. Why didn't the neighbors call them?
So that's question number one. And then I want to detail the 911 calls before we get to question number two. The first dispatcher audio came in around 4 o'clock on July 12th as a routine burglary report. The recordings reveal there was a potential robbery as a neighbor reported an unknown man had hopped over the fence at the couple's home at White Oak Avenue. So not only do you have a neighbor saying, I just saw a guy hop a fence, but gave somewhat of a description,
right,
and calls 911. Police go. They don't go to the front of the house. It's fortified, right? Mm-hmm. They take the helicopter up. They don't see anything out of the ordinary. They leave. A little bit later, a second 911 call comes in. And this time, about 40 minutes later, it wasn't just a burglary. This time, the caller said the suspect had reportedly broken into an office at that same house and, quote, was armed.
How did they know that?
They saw him with the gun.
But the house is fortified.
And these are two different neighbors. Neighbor A calls the first time and says, there's some guy just hopped the fence. Okay. This is a burglary. Neighbor B says, some guy just broke through and has a gun. Police go again, canvassed the exterior. Nothing looks out of place. They were dead either in that. I mean, we will never know had police gone in and said, you know,
right,
what's going on in here. You know, they have a policy in Los Angeles that unless there is overwhelming evidence of someone in danger, they are not going to go inside of your property. But I said to Scott, two burglary calls back to back. Do they not leave, like, maybe I'm thinking too much in Hollywood, but a business card on the gate that says, call us. We've had two 911 calls about your house.
Would you have seen it, though? I mean, if
I don't know, but Scott, these people are out grocery shopping. Unbeknownst to them, 911 calls are placed twice while they're gone. They literally walk in to their own murders.
Maybe a sticky note on the door. Something. Hey, in case these calls were legit, yeah, we just
Can you call us?
But keep in mind, the house was fortified. It was a large brick wall that surrounded the entire property.
8-foot barrier.
Yeah. It was a big fence. Brick fence.
So the first question you had, and it's a legitimate one.
Why didn't the neighbors call
them? Do you not know your
them?
Neighbors? Why couldn't the neighbors call and say, hey, I just saw somebody hop your fence. Heads up. Don't go into your house until we know.
Now, I don't have the, I do not have, even though I know them casually, the people to my left and the people to my right, Scott and Stacy and Ryan and Abby, I don't have their phone numbers. But I have the phone numbers of Heather and Dennis across the street.
Yeah.
Franco and Suzanne, two doors down.
So someone would be able to say,
Mel, three doors
can you
down.
Take a look what's going on down this? And these homes, Scott, maybe the nearest mile is a half mile away because these are mansions.
No, I don't think they are. I think a $4.5 million house is an expensive house, but in Los Angeles and Encino, it's really not that expensive.
Okay. So question number one, why did the neighbors not call? Okay. Question number two.
Let me stop you there if I can. Okay, maybe the neighbors who called didn't have the numbers of the people who lived in that house. Could they not go across the street and ask, hey, do you have their number? I need to give them a call. I think I saw somebody jump their fence.
And I'm not going over there because I just saw a guy jump the fence. And then neighbor number two said they saw a guy with a gun.
Right.
So question number one is about the neighbors.
Okay.
Question number two, am I out of my mind to think that police would somehow call the homeowner and say, hey, we're just doing a residence check. We've had 2 911 calls to your house. And just to Scott's point, he said, why would police have your number? I don't know. No, I would rather know.
They may not have it, but I think they could get it.
Have you never come home and had a business card in your door because they're looking for Ring doorbell footage or something? And
no.
I had that happen maybe once or twice in Leawood. The problem with the business card of the police officer at the front door is that everyone goes through the garage. You're not going to see it.
Right.
And with an 8-foot wall around your house, where do you put the notification that, hey, call us. We've had two calls into your house.
Yeah.
She already knew there were a lot of burglaries in the neighborhood, was very fearful for her safety.
And now, one thing that the police could have and maybe should have done is go canvass the neighborhood and say, hey, you know, we can't find anything that suggests foul play at their property, but we've gotten two reports now of somebody who's jumped the fence, somebody who's inside the property with a gun. You wouldn't happen to have their phone number, would you?
I would love to hear from my law enforcement officers. They might say, and I just could be completely wrong, that you're nuts. No, we don't go track down homeowners.
They most certainly could find it, but is it their responsibility?
Sam, that's a great question.
Well, their responsibility is to serve and protect, is it not?
But do they have the responsibility to go back to the station, pull up the internet, and find the phone number?
Wouldn't even have to go back to the station. Go to your
car. Ask dispatch. Yeah, I there is a massive internal investigation underway, just FYI, like involving multiple agencies, like where was the breakdown? On top of all of those things, their bodies weren't discovered until 4 days later. Then officers go back in and went, oh my gosh, they could see blood on the patio.
Somebody says, how would police even get their cell phone numbers? Like I said, why not canvass the neighborhood, knock on a few doors, say, hey, do you know the people across the street? Do you happen to have their phone number?
One burglary call, I would say no. The second burglary call comes in.
It's a little much. 913-586-7798. That's our phone number. 913-586-7798.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
All right, telephone number is 913-586-7798. We're talking about the story of the American Idol music talent producer and her husband who were murdered execution style with their own gun by a burglar who was already in their home when they got back from going grocery shopping. And there have been two calls to police about suspicious activity around the home while they were gone. And the question that Dana and I were having, it wasn't a debate, it was more of just a discussion, was, is there something more the police could have done? Was there some way that the police could have warned this couple, hey, don't know what's going on at your home, but you don't seem to be there.
So they didn't walk into their own, they literally walked into their own murders after two different people called 911.
And is there something the neighbors who called in the suspicious activity should have done? I.e., call their neighbor. Maybe they didn't have the phone number. Surely somebody on the block did, right?
Great point from the text line. $4.5 million home. Did they not have an alarm system?
It was turned off.
They had all of those things, Sam. He got in through an open door. And she had asked,
quickly for the store.
She had asked a security expert prior to go through the house, like, what do we need to do? We think we want to hire you. But we do have this 8-foot wall. And he said to her that 8-foot wall is not going to save your life if someone gets in. He had actually suggested with all the break-ins out there that they scatter pepper spray and other stuff throughout the house. She was so worried about safety.
Booby trapping?
But if someone was in your home so that in every room you have access to a weapon.
Oh, I got you. Okay. I thought you were saying like they walked through the laser and
no,
pepper spray.
Isn't that crazy?
Mike in Topeka. Mike, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
So a couple things stand out to me. With the response from the police officers, I mean, we can look at an example right here in our own neck of the woods in Topeka where there was a call for a wellness check and the officers showed up.
Yeah.
You know, and that's just to check on someone's welfare. So you would think that with not one but two reports of a break-in, that the officers would at least show up to the property to investigate and find out what's going on. So I wonder why they didn't do that. And then the other thing, like you were just mentioning about the security system, I'm just an average Joe. You know, I'm not a multimillionaire. And I have video surveillance on my home. And I can tell you when my mailman comes, if someone turns around in my driveway, I get an alert that says, someone's in your home, someone's in on your property, and I'm just an average guy. So why didn't they have something like that? You know, where if he jumps the wall, you know, he's not coming in through the front door, he breaks in through a window, okay, it may not detect a doorbell camera, but mm-hmm. you'd think that they'd have cameras inside the home that would then give them an alert to say, hey, there's someone in your home.
Well, but Mike, we don't know that the police didn't show up. In fact, we have every reason to believe that they did, but it would be hard to get access into the property
without jumping the fence,
right,
Scott.
Which is how the burglar, alleged murderer, got into their property, was he jumped an 8-foot tall wall.
Right.
And Mike, so like with your house or my house or most of us listening, officers could go up to the windows and shine a flashlight
just
inside.
Just knock on the door.
Just look around, knock on the door. The way this compound is laid out, it is cinder block, white, angular, square, a very stark, harsh build for my taste. And there's no looking in the windows.
You said that they found blood or whatever on the porch, right?
The third time when they went back and found the bodies.
Right. So why would they have found that the first time? If it's on the porch and that's on the outside of the home, you know, if they do a walk around the perimeter, you'd think that they'd find that.
Well, but
unless
they
only stop at the gate and you know, from the gate, from the road, or saying, okay, you know, there's a gate here. We can't proceed without a warrant.
But Mike, you're forgetting they weren't home when the original calls were placed to the police. That, you know, I just saw somebody jump over the wall at my neighbor's house. They were still at the grocery store. You would have never found blood on the front porch at that point.
Oh, so if the police responded to the scene before they got home,
correct.
Okay, yeah, I can see that. Yeah, and so they wouldn't have found it until later when they got a third report. So, yeah, I'd be curious to see how all this comes out in the weeds.
All right, man.
So, thanks, guys.
Hey, Mike, take care, buddy.
It was random, by the way. Random burglary. They
no connection whatsoever.
They do not yet know. They think he cased the place, and crime of opportunity.
Let's go to Jeannie in Platte City, 586-7798. Hi, Jeannie.
Hello.
Hi.
I live kind of outside of Platte City, and I had a phone call. I was out of town. I had a phone call about 9:30 at night, and about the same time my cameras were going off, but it was the Platte County Sheriff's Department. And they were calling to tell me that someone had jumped a hill. We're back away from the road, but somebody had gone airborne and landed in the front part of our property.
Oh, no.
And gave me all this information. So I was like, I thought it was a joke at first. I thought, well, how do you have my cell phone number? So, and then they called me another time. It sounds weird, but to tell me that my car that had been totaled, the license plates were found on a stolen car. Which didn't happen because my license plates were home. But
wow! But they called you.
Interesting. Yeah, they called, and how they got my number, I have no idea. So that's it.
I would rather
they check
call.
With
they and I would rather be safe than sorry and have them call. I really would. One of the neighbors, by the way, when they discovered the crime scene, had the code to the fence, like that big metal. Mm-hmm. You know, fence. She had the code to that gate, gave the officers a code. The officers go in. And we don't know if that's the same woman that called 911 or not.
I was going to say she had the code, but not their phone number.
We don't know.
Well, she probably did have their phone number. We're talking 4 days after the fact.
Yeah. It's terribly sad.
Now I don't, I'm probably the busybody in my neighborhood. And I'm like always looking down the street. Who's getting a new roof? Who's getting you know, all this stuff.
Old man Parks.
Who just got a new dog.
You're the HOA president with
no
authority.
No, I'm not. But
that grass is four inches tall.
But there are maybe like a week that goes by where I don't see my neighbors. And I wouldn't call the police and say, you know, I haven't seen Heather and Dennis in about a week. I'm assuming that they're inside their home. It's 95,000 degrees outside. Nobody wants to be outside except me. I'm not calling the police just because I haven't seen my neighbors in a week.
Very quick news update. House Republicans just subpoenaed Ghislaine Maxwell.
Who is not going to say a thing.
The deposition will be on August 11th at the Federal Correctional Institution in Tallahassee.
Okay.
No, wait.
They better put guards around that cell.
If I'm her, I'm saying very little because I'm holding out for a pardon.
They cited immense public interest and scrutiny surrounding her case.
So is the committee going to fly down to Tallahassee?
I guess, for an interview at the prison.
And who's doing the interview?
The House Oversight Committee.
She's not going to say a word.
Is it going to be recorded so we can see it?
No.
She is not going to say a word. She's holding out for a pardon. And the less she says, the more likely she gets a pardon.
She'll be in hell with Brian Kohberger. They can be friends. All well, right, you mentioned hard. HOA. I do have something to tell you that I have not disclosed up until this point. Remember Shira the pig that we talked about in Shawnee?
Yes. And the
longtime family pet.
She's just a pig.
HOA says you can't have a pig because it's livestock. Right. The family's like, this is not livestock. This is our pet. So the family has decided to fight the HOA. I've got some concerns. They're not going to win this one, but they have decided to fight it.
Okay.
In the interest of journalistic integrity, I reached out to our friends over at the Kansas City Star to put us in touch with the Rockwood family because I don't feel like we can have a discussion about Shira without seeing Shira.
No.
You're kidding. Stop.
This is already a bad idea.
She's a pet, Scott.
Dana, the goat was a pet and it peed about 5 gallons
of
urine.
It has been like 2 years since we've had an animal in the studio.
Can you remind everybody what the last animal was?
The story has gone viral. It was a goat named David wearing jeans.
That is not correct. David was 4 years ago. Do you remember the last animal? Well, other than the big tortoise and the kangaroo.
Oh, that kangaroo was the best idea.
Adorable.
Ever.
I loved the kangaroo.
The rest? Horrible.
But do you remember the animal that you had brought in prior to the big tortoise and the kangaroo?
There have been several.
It was a singing bird that didn't sing.
It was a very lively segment.
We spent 10 minutes that I'll never get back, that every listener.
The bird was supposed to sing the Chiefs theme song.
What did he sing?
Nothing.
Okay.
He sang like nothing.
He didn't sing a thing.
Nothing.
And then prior to that, it was the goat.
Right.
Who did what in studio?
Well,
It was a Friday afternoon.
Came here with a full bladder, was wearing jeans, and I did not have that on my bingo card. But let me just tell you.
The goat peed for 7 minutes.
Shira the pig is a beloved family pet, and pigs are way smarter than dogs.
So years ago,
Rockwoods have been told they have to remove their family member or else. And I don't know what the or else is, but I think you can lose your home. The HOA can put a lien
on your house.
Yeah,
they can't take your home, but they can put a lien on it.
She says, we weren't even presented with a platform to stand up for ourselves.
By the way, when we talked about this last time, there were at least 10 texts, and I also got a very long email, angry email. All of the texts were also angry about our biased coverage of this pig.
I don't have pig bias. I think legally they are up a creek without a paddle. Those HOA covenants are what they are.
Okay, so years ago, Russ Johnson, who used to hold down this time slot 2 to 6 many, many years ago, may God forever bless his soul, he's since passed, and he and I went to college together, and he ended up hosting a weekend show on another radio station that we used to own, but we don't anymore. And I was his newsreader. Mm-hmm. This was back in the 90s. Mm-hmm. And Russ was very unique, very innovative, very funny. And he said, he came to me on that Saturday morning. He goes, Scott, I've got a great guest. I want you in for the interview.
Yeah.
I go, okay, who is it? He goes, it's a truck driver. Her name is Mama Pepsi.
Yeah.
I'll never forget. Mama Pepsi.
Uh-huh.
And she was bringing in her pet pig, Brutus.
Aww.
Oh, yeah. Until Brutus damn near ate my right arm off.
Okay. That is not what is going to happen when we meet sweet Shira.
How do I know that Shira is not Brutus incarnate?
Because she's been their family pet for 7 years.
You
Listen
think
to
Mama
this.
Pepsi didn't
We're talking about this
pet?
When we come back. Crimson Ridge is the subdivision.
I know. It's
Crimson
right down,
Ridge.
It's right down the street from my house.
They have a, quote, declaration of restrictions, which states, and this is directly from the HOA, no animals, livestock, or poultry of any kind shall be raised, bred, or kept on any lot, except dogs, cats, or other common household pets. Who gets to decide what is a common household pet? This says dogs, cats, or other common household pet. I don't think ferrets are common, but a ferret owner would say they are.
What about a goldfish?
What about a hedgehog?
If we're going to name the esteemed neighborhood, let's do it correctly. It's Oak Brook.
of Crimson Ridge.
Got it.
Oakbrook of Crimson Ridge.
They're saying this pig endangers the safety or welfare of the red. No, she does not.
913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. George Thorogood. You don't hear him anymore. This is from USA Today. Four U.S. Carnival Cruise Line passengers have been arrested in Bermuda for alleged drug possession. The guests, now permanent guests in Bermuda, were detained by cruise ship security for having, quote, a significant quantity of illegal drugs and drug paraphernalia. They're alleged to have had a package of carfentanil,
okay,
which is 100 times stronger than fentanyl, is actually used to sedate elephants.
Okay.
Who's putting that in their system?
Well, no one intentionally.
Multiple compressed cannabis packages, vape pens, and THC gummies. They were arrested upon entry into Bermuda.
Right.
Four of them. Bermuda has a zero-tolerance drug policy, and we strictly comply with all laws.
Did they get the drugs in Bermuda? I'm very confused.
No, they brought them from the states onto the cruise. For whatever reason, the security on board the cruise
good
were onto them,
good,
detained them, and when they landed in Bermuda, they were taken into custody.
We talked about this in Prairie Village a couple of days ago. Now we have an update from Overland Park. They recently saw a fatal crash between an e-bike and a car on Metcalf. I'm going to say that again. An e-bike on Metcalf.
Mm.
Overland Park is now looking at guidelines and rules for all electric scooters and other recreational e-modes of transportation. They're going to look at it. They're not saying they're going to take them away. One, they say it's a two-pronged solution. One is getting the rules right. What rules do we want? And the other is designing our streets properly. And folded into that conversation is a local pediatrician who says the number of head injuries and serious upper body injuries have skyrocketed in the last couple of years.
So you can ride your man-powered bicycle down Metcalf, no problem. In fact, it's encouraged. But an electric one that goes 35 miles an hour, they say no? Well,
because if you collide with a car at 35 miles an hour on a bike, you're...
But I think what Sam's making the argument is, isn't that basically a motorcycle?
I mean, you can go a lot faster on an e-bike than you can on a regular bicycle.
Yeah.
And
Sam, I don't know.
Put the bike lane arrows on null. You want to talk about a busy street.
I don't think, like, the overall conversation, e-bikes might be part of that conversation, right? Because there was a fatality. They're really looking at the e-scooters and the kids because the number of injuries with kids.
Well, here's the deal. And I'm not trying to rile up the bicyclist community in Kansas City. And I understand that legally they have a right to the road just as much as a car.
Absolutely.
Which I disagree with, but whatever. There are certain roads where bicyclists do not belong. Metcalf would be one of them. College Boulevard would be another.
I would argue Null.
Noland Road in Independence.
119th Corridor. You can think of all the big, heavy... Warnell, of course.
Ward Parkway.
For the potholes alone, you do not want to be biking on Warnell.
I mean, Ward Parkway. You name your busy interchange, read that road, you do not belong on that. Shawnee Mission Parkway. I would argue Johnson Drive. Can you not find a residential street to get your exercise?
I take issue with targeting e-bikes when bicycles are encouraged.
And I probably just inflame the entire bicyclist community in Kansas City. Sam Stevie III, Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ News. Coming up in 2 minutes.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.